The conversation ranged from mosquito control to identifying the Zika virus. Researchers at UM have applied for a grant to develop rapid Zika testing. Virus expert Dr. David Watkins compared the approach to dengue testing.
It can be done in 20 minutes in a doctor's office on a strip of paper.
Currently, doctors have to send samples to the health department or private labs for Zika testing. There's a backlog on health department test results for many pregnant women. Dr. Christine Curry is an obstetrician with UM and Jackson Health System.
It's a negative impact because if someone's early first trimester or second trimester and we delay disclosure because we don't have a result by 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, that may be long enough for them to be out of the window of being able to terminate that pregnancy.
Ann Curry says if women are still waiting on their Zika test results by the time they deliver, it can change the way doctors screen their newborns.
And so we have to look at that child with a little bit of suspicion and having to weigh, okay, do we do more invasive, more aggressive testing? Do we do blood tests and urine tests and a spinal tap on the child?
The Zika virus has been associated with microcephaly in infants of women who were infected during pregnancy, and there's mounting evidence it can cause hearing and vision damage as well. For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.